Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
We really are. This is Mandy B.
And this is Libretti World Peace.
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
So I want to let you know that very few people got that this summer, even though I prepped them. And I was like, we're all going to say bird watching together at the end. And they're like, got it. And then they didn't.
Or they were like, on three or after three?
And I was like, now.
You're already late.
Like, I hate you.
And I was listening from the suburbs of Philadelphia, being also like, gosh, like, no one can replace me.
Oh, God, I'm just so special, and she is. We're back, baby. It's been a long summer.
I know you were waiting for it.
And we're still here in our summer slot, but we're hoping and praying that that will not change. Let's see how many listeners we have, because I stacked up quite the following this summer.
She did a fantastic job in the interim. I just have to give, like, my love and gratitude.
I'm blushing.
And, like, a huge round of applause.
There's 14, and no one's texted me that they're listening.
Although we both texted our parents, and I texted a cousin.
But usually they text me when they're listening.
Okay. But I have to say, this is the first time back in the studio since I got a cartilage piercing, and I'm mildly nervous that I'm going to get, like, a hot fungus. Not a hot fungus, like
a regular horrible fungus.
Yeah.
Like, not hot as in intense.
Right, like, I not like it. Hot girl, like, not hot fungus summer.
Yeah,
like.
Actually, I was with Loretti World Peace when she got her cartilage piercing in the great city that we call Philadelphia, or Philly for locals, and it was quite the time. There was a woman in there getting her vagina pierced for the third time.
Oh, and she was blatantly intoxicated.
At, like, 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Right, she was just, like, a middle-aged lady who, like, also was appalled that at the idea that a new piercing shouldn't come into contact with bodily fluids. Like,
she was like, I swear to God, if you think I'm not gonna have sex for the next 6 weeks, you're wrong. And we were like, then don't get your third vagina piercing.
Like, to preface this interaction, we went, I peed in the bathroom, and I came out and I was like, oh my God, there are vaginal wipes in the bathroom, and they say, please sanitize your, like, private area prior to your piercing. And I was like, that's hygienic, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Like, the action that follows that hygienic cleansing should not
occur.
Should never occur.
No, also, I feel as a male, you would be confused if you went into a lady's pants and there was a piercing. Like, I just don't know. And with that... welcome back, Medford.
So we did get requests from, namely, like, the best way to describe him is my godfather. His name is Robert Gassel. Shout out.
He deserves the world.
Papa Robert, yeah. But he was like, to heck with your music. I just want to hear you speak.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a talking heavy segment.
Of course. Also because we're just coming back.
And also because we prepared nothing.
But we always have good music up our sleeve because that's just how we roll.
It's just like at the forefront of our craniums.
It really is. I'm just constantly thinking about how to better curate bird watching. And I think we're doing great things right now. So
should we just tell them, well, should we play something or should we tell them about our lawn experience? Or here, when we come back, we'll tell you about our lawn experience today.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But it's going to be a really good song coming up.
And we tell you about grass lawn, not any other kind of lawn. I know you may be confused because of what we talked about vaginas earlier.
Oh, I was confused where you're going with that, but now I understand. Thank
Perfect.
You for clarifying.
Yep.
Okay, and here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot. Yeah, yeah. It's been way too long since I seen you look you in your eyes. Ride around the town and staying out, don't wanna say goodbye. Everything's so different now, you're just what I'm missing now. But I know that I can't have you back, I guess I'm tripping now, yeah. Sometimes I start missing you, Chris. You ain't nothing quite like you. Love like.
I'm so sorry, listeners. Loretti's just way too excited out here and keeps, like, hitting the aux. So I'm just going to chat until it's back. We're almost back. I can feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No.
I cannot forget you. Oh,
down in the hootie, way before I ever had a groupie, back when I used to wear the same five shirts, way before I ever had Gucci, way before I ever had a Rollie on, talking back when I dropped Corleone, picking up an eight that my homie got, fucking in the car, that's the only spot, back when I felt more free, back when I smoked more weed, back when I drove up and down 92 with a view of the moon and you in my passenger seat, that was so good, now it's all gone, is what it is cause we both moved on, at least we had memories, now we also got this song, yeah,
it's been way too long since I seen you, looked you in your eyes, ride around the town and staying out, don't wanna say goodbye, everything's so different now, you're just what I'm missing now, but I know that I can't have you back, I guess I'm tripping now, yeah. Sometimes I start missing you crazy, ain't nothing quite like you, love like this keeps going and going, I cannot forget you, oh, oh.
Me now, would you recognize me or would you call me out? I know it's been a while, but I'm still me. But honestly, it's been so long that I wouldn't be offended if you didn't even feel me. There's a gap now, big enough to make us forget how we felt in the past now. Everything moves so fast now. I miss things going slower. I miss us being closer. I mean, I got a good thing, but I feel like I don't even really know her. This a new life, I didn't do you right, but I got a second chance to improve my appreciation, I should take it. Sorry that I ever got jaded.
It's been way too long since I seen you, looked you in your eyes, ride around the town and staying out, don't wanna say goodbye. Everything's so different now, you're just what I'm missing now, but I know that I can't have you back, I guess I'm tripping now, yeah. Sometimes I start missing you crazy, ain't nothing quite like you, love like this keeps going and going, I cannot forget you.
Alright, baby, we're back.
Wow, I'm out of breath.
I'm out of breath as well because we are absolutely raging here in the studio.
I needed to get the like giggles and like jitters out of my system.
Yeah, sorry about the phone dropping for a second time. That's super unprofessional.
I'm just really excited to be back.
She's so excited, guys. Guys, she's wearing her overalls, which you know means business. These were a new summer purchase, and I'm honestly honored that they're in the very leather seats of the studio.
Pleather?
Probably.
Like, this is, yeah, plastic. This
yeah, it's plastic.
There are holes in them, but we love them anyway.
Oh, they're so comfy.
Yeah, they really are. Maybe I shouldn't have bought a desk chair. I bought a, like, nice-ass expensive desk chair from, I mean, from IKEA, but
it's probably not as good as my tiny desk.
Amanda bought a purely, like, not aesthetic, but
it's well, like a shelf. But instead of being like
legs.
On attached to the wall, it's just on. It's like attached to the floor, and like it looks like a desk. When you look at it like on a picture, but then when you see it in person,
it's like for
it's
an
like
elf
a stool or something.
Yeah, it's for an elf.
It's for an elf.
And your girl out here has legs for days that simply won't ever fit under this desk, which is fine because it's purely for like storage and visual purposes.
It really is. It really finishes the room nicely, but it's really unfunctional. And I'm sorry that I spent $40 on a dad. That was my bad.
Oh, come on. I think.
But I also wouldn't expect it to be any more than $40.
Right.
Because it's so tiny.
We can swing $40.
We totally can. It's like two meals that I'll go without. I will right. starve for the tiny desk.
Okay.
Anyway.
Back to our lawn conversation.
I know.
Sorry.
You're probably really excited for it.
So Mandy and I were sitting on the lawn today because we were like, we haven't left the house yet. It's almost noon. What shall we do with ourselves before school? Before perhaps like anything real that we have to do. So we were like, let's get something. I have an assignment.
And I was like, I could peruse my laptop for 45 minutes, but should we darty? Nay.
Nay. Our fellow citizens of Somerville and Medford, our fellow jumbos, we're breaking it down. Not even breaking it down, just like milling about in backyards in the like muggy rain.
Yeah.
And we were like, nay.
We can do better.
We can.
We did.
So in the mode of productivity, we sat on the lawn. But lo and behold, we came upon an unexpected surprise.
What was it, Loretti?
It was tiny freshmen walking up to... They weren't actually... Well, they're pretty small.
They were small.
But they were walking up to the activities quad, which was... We'll say
mayhem.
That.
Mayhem.
It was mayhem. Yeah, we checked it out later. But we were sitting there for a hot 30 minutes watching these kiddos arrive. Basically, it went from the 15-minute earliers to the 15-minute laters.
And there's such a difference between the two crowds.
Huge difference. Yeah, huge.
So as each group went by, some sadly were not groups, some were singular people. And we were like, buddy, I hope you make friends with the activity fair, because you will. And college is not horrible. It just always is. But anyway, so we were just judging each group that went by. We were like, they look cool. They look stupid. They're going to look cool in like a year and a half.
They're going to be cool hot watch. Seniors.
That's a DTD kid. That's a DU kid. That kid's going to be really good in his major.
I was not sure where that one was going, honestly. But anyway, so on a whole, the 15-minute laters were just like, they were just chilling with their friends.
They
looked
were.
Like they were having a good time. Yeah.
Oh, this one kid strolled by with like a... bicep tattoo and some earrings and like rolled up jeans and like really cool socks.
And we were like, please come to WMFO.
Yeah, he's like, you'll do great things for the Medford Tufts community. Yeah. So that was our hour and a half of the mid-morning afternoon.
And then we checked out the activities fair, which was nuts, bonkers. People thought we were freshmen, came up and said, hi, what's your name? And we said,
I don't want to look at you. You embarrass me.
We're really not this mean. This is like never how this show goes.
No.
My whole family is listening and they're just like, you are an absolute terrifying human
no,
being.
But then we did the best thing ever. And we went to our dorm from last year.
Oh yeah, that was tender.
And we saw who's living in our room, and it's two males, and they had Justin and Zach, and they had a whiteboard. They might be listening, and if you are, please
text
call in.
Me.
And they had a whiteboard and said, we're friendly. So we were like, well, they're friendly, so let's just write on the whiteboard. So we introduced ourselves. So if you need anything, here's a number you can reach. And if not, listen to WMFO at 9 p.m. tonight.
Bird watching.
And we hope they're listening.
Caw-caw.
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 Speaking of birds, I was at a rental house in Martha's Vineyard in my last week of summer. And actually, I was in two rental houses. First rental house, fondly known as the pee house, because it smelled like cat urine everywhere.
I was gonna say, did Cookie like to pee in it? But
no, Cookie the dog, which all our friends know about. She's doing fine, actually.
She
doesn't need to have a gallbladder. But she also didn't like the pee house because she likes to feel clean.
She likes to be the only animal that's peeing in the house.
She does.
Yeah.
And she pees on a pee pad. So.
She's a very sanitary peer.
She is. No, I would never have any qualms with Cookie.
No. You can share a bathroom. She's good at cohabitating.
Oh, she's great. And she's so tiny.
Anyway,
so the house, even though it was called the pee house and was horrible in all regards, they did have a bird book that was sitting on their coffee table that had like a built-in speaker. And so you could flip to the page and then you could hear the bird sound. And I was like, Mom, I should take it. And then I can play a new bird before the show starts on each bird watching. My dad was like, yes, go for it. My mom was like, Mandy, you can't steal from a rental house. So alas, we don't have the book.
So moral of the story is Kathy has morals and
Scott does not.
Scotty is lacking, but we love him anyway.
We do.
Can you imagine if we had this bird with us? So instead of the book, we're just gonna make different bird sounds, because actually we practice them anyway.
We do.
So here we go. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Even though we forgot. signed up. Let the sound take you away.
That was a pure accent, everybody. No, should we just chat?
Yeah, I guess.
While we're here.
Those were two sort of lame-o songs, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like, we're just getting back in the swing of things and...
Me and My Dog is honestly a misleading title. It wasn't an endearing song.
No, I was a little confused by it.
Yeah, it was sort of a downer.
Sorry, nah. Fam. It's okay, we were all here for the ride together.
The magic carpet ride?
I was here for that ride, too.
Okay.
It's okay, we'll play it another time.
Okay. Honestly, we're
cool. So school starts tomorrow. First day of school brings back a lot of memes from my childhood. I feel like first day of school used to be such a thing. My birthday's in August, so like my birthday present every year was just new clothes for the school year. For some reason, I needed a new wardrobe every year.
Well, probably because you grew like 4 inches.
Probably, but even the years I didn't grow, I would get so many new things and throw out so many things, and it was just this weird cycle. And then the first day of school outfit was such a thing.
See, I don't think this is particularly odd, but...
And then, but now it's sad because I don't even know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. And...
Yeah, what are you going to wear?
I don't know.
Wait, okay, I'd just like to say, my uncle texted me and he was like, you guys are absolutely terrifying. I would have turned around and gone and hidden in my dorm for 4 years if I saw you.
Wait, uncle, no.
Yeah, we were actually ragging on ourselves too. So Mandy was like, I would have... never come and sit on the lawn like in the middle of the day instead of doing like a suggested activity during a week. And I was like, I was sitting on the lawn alone reading for like 4 hours a time every day.
And then we're just doing it together now.
Right. So like, look how far we've come.
We have. Uncle, I promise, please come visit. I don't want to distribute my address onto public radio.
Because she's already done that to too many TSA officers.
Literally way too many. I don't know if you remember, all my loyal listeners, that I befriended a TSA agent one day at the airport, and I accidentally gave him all my personal information, and then I got a Facebook friend request from him, and I still have it lingering, and if I ever am in like just a mood to troll, I'm going to accept.
He's an aspiring actor. We have watched all his videos. Anyway.
Anyway, Uncle.
Back to our wardrobe.
But I don't know what I'm wearing tomorrow. I'm not going to have anyone take my picture.
You're twirling your hair. You're obviously really stressed out about this.
I only have one class and it's at 1:30. Like, what am I going to do all morning? It's so weird. It doesn't feel like the first day of school.
Especially because you're not waking up in front of me.
Next to you. No, it's fine. Yeah, Rachel and I don't live together anymore, for all those who are wondering.
We do live in the same house. No. We don't live in the same house. We live in the same room, just in different houses, which I know is perplexing, but they're next door to each other.
And it's the same model house, same landlord, so we have the same room.
Right.
Just because we have to be connected in some way.
Yeah.
And I feel connected, honestly.
Yep.
The other night, everyone was going out to party, and Rich and I were not. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go brush my teeth and get ready for bed, and then we can watch, like, a TV show or something.
Yeah, we were like, we'll reconvene in, you know, like, 20 tops.
Yeah. And then, like, 21 minutes go by, and my lights were out in my room, and I was, like, fully snuggled in. And it was, like, 10:15 on a Saturday night. And I was, like, I texted Libretti, World Peace. And I was, like, logistically, this is just going to be tough for me to leave this bed.
Wait. Yeah, she was actually, like, I'm not coming. And I was, like, great, because I am snuggled into my bed, also with my lights turned out, and I wasn't planning on coming either.
And that's why we get along so well. And then apparently the party was a bust, and it got shut down after 10 minutes, and we would have been so sad if we were roaming the streets of Medford and didn't have a destination, and we're not sober. Like, that's just a bad way to go down.
Yeah, no.
So, make good choices, kids. That's all I have to say. So now we're going to play another song. Hopefully this can play through.
That was an accident. It was an accident.
I didn't mean to give you a dig there. That was so passive.
Wait, okay. I'm just like scrolling through. Oh, this is a good one, but this can be saved for later. Also, Mandy has been super passive with her housemates, like, accidentally, and she actually got flamed for it.
I did get flamed.
Because you don't mean to be aggressive.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't. I just have a very sarcastic tone oftentimes. Like, right. Not on purpose at all.
No. But, I mean, you were like...
What did I say that I got flamed for?
You were like... She was like, how am I supposed to do this? Oh. And you were like...
Oh, my God. My housemate was cutting a piece of salmon. And she's like, how did I cut through the skin? And I was like, maybe put on the cutting board that's right next to your salmon fillet. And then I was like, whoa, that came across as so mean.
And she was like, yeah, that was aggressive as...
as the world.
Fudge. Yeah.
And then I apologized and we moved on. And we hugged it out.
Housemate scenarios are so hard to navigate. Right now, there's a party going on in my house.
There is.
And not like a rager. Like
happy birthday, Mallory.
Happy birthday, Mallory. It's like that time in the program where I hope she's tuning in.
I hope so, too.
Perhaps they have it on. Nay. There's no way.
There's no way. But we told the party to listen in as we were leaving.
Yeah, so it was a surprise party. So there were like 20-something sophomores just like piled into my kitchen. And because Mallory is in her second year here.
Yes. And just like a lovable person, so she has a lot of friends.
Right. So they all piled in. They were on time, which was great. And Mallory was late, so that was also great because it gave a little leeway. And great surprise. And then it was approaching like 8:50 p.m. And we were like, all right, I don't want to be here anymore. Ooh. They're not listening.
Gotcha.
We have to go. I'm so sorry. We have a prior engagement. But if you get bored, you know, at this social function, you know what's great to put on in the background?
Bird watching. So that's what they're probably doing.
Yeah.
And I told Paige that Paige doesn't have a couch yet, but I told everyone to congregate on the floor. In front of us and just like in the center of a circle of kids on the floor, you put a radio and then they just listen.
You know, like people did that.
I know they did.
And they listened to like, FDR, Fireside Chats. You learned about that.
And what was that show about?
During World War II.
I don't know if I learned about that.
He like did it to like calm down, like pacify.
Oh, JFK.
Oh, really?
No, Roosevelt.
Yeah, FDR.
Yes. Did you see that? So, oh my God, we've maintained our 14 listeners. Thank you so much. We're going to play a good song now, I promise.
Okay, I find it sort of offensive that Mandy was surprised that we had lost some people.
I'm not.
All right, just roll with us.
We're going to roll with us.
I know you're afraid your heart will be broken. But I'm too madly in love with you. To let how I feel go unspoken. So I'm gonna bet it all on you. Every part of you needs a part. Don't got a lot, give you all I got, it don't matter. Oh baby, roll with me, roll with me. Oh baby, roll with me, roll with me. Trust when I say that I'll never leave. You by my side is all I need. So baby, roll. Hide out, leave them behind you. Know everything that you need is standing right here. I was lost, all alone, I'm so glad I found you. Been a while since I didn't want to let go.
Back for the most important part of the night.
Our PSA. Also, there are new PSAs in the book, and we just got so excited.
Like, ridiculously
excited. Not because we don't think we can redo our old material. Our old material is pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. However,
if you've been listening in, there's a lot of ladder safety being talked about in the studio this summer.
Yeah, I, like, didn't get the joke at first, and then I listened to a few in the row, and I was like, okay, I'm in on the joke, and it's funny, but I want to be there still.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here. However, ladders are going to have to wait until next week.
Okay.
Tonight we have grill safety.
Oh, baby.
I don't, like, our loyal listeners will know that this is a hot topic.
It really hits home due to my love of smoking meats.
It's a smoky topic.
It is smoky. Almost as hot as the fungus on your ear.
Ugh, God. I love a good fungus.
Me too. All right.
And she loves a good smoked meat.
And with that,
and with
grilling
that,
meat safety.
Summer is a super time. Is, yeah, super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables. Oh, vegetables. Uh-oh. On an outdoor barbecue.
Some meat.
But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it, and don't even think about using it on a porch.
Don't.
And never, ever, ever, that is literally written, leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended.
Say one more time for the people in the back.
Never, ever leave a lit grill unattended.
Don't do it.
Not even, don't leave,
ever.
Mandy, you're a lit grill, and I'm never going to leave you unattended.
Babe, stop. Don't do me like that.
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Don't do that.
Whoa. Yeah, don't wear it out. All right. 22, maybe. No, we're not going to grill on a porch. But don't be that rat.
Don't be that rat.
Unless you see smoke.
If you see flame on wood, perhaps call the fire department.
And then you're a hero, yeah.
Yeah.
Quickly turn from narc to hero. Anyway. Oh, this says you're not a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Whoa. This must be a real problem if it was just added to the book.
Oh, wait. It oddly says no kill.
I noticed that.
Right.
Peculiar.
There was a fire last year. Do you remember that?
Like, there was one right by Hodgson Hall.
Yeah.
Where I resided my freshman year.
As did I.
That's where we met. Floor 2.5. There was half floors. It was really interesting.
We really moved up in this world. We moved all the way to the 3rd floor second year.
Yeah, we did. Now we're back on 1st floors. So, that's cool.
So, we're just going to ignore that part.
But we were peaking. It's okay. No, we're still going up. But anyway, yeah, there was a huge fire, and I was so... I've never seen, like, a whole house burn down. It was so alarming and sad.
I thought you were going to be like, it was fantastic.
No, there was, like, people sitting on, like, their suitcases outside the house.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Watching their house go up in flames.
Did you, like, go on a stroll and, like, to see what was up?
Yeah, I did. I was very curious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Well, because I was napping. It's one of my passions. And there was, like, just smoke coming into my open window. And I was like, this won't do. And then I had to investigate. But, yeah.
Wow. Ugh.
Stay safe out there, people.
We have a grill in our backyard, but it's in our backyard. And it's strictly monitored by me and Nixon, which is fair. Super fair.
Yeah, if I had a personal grill, ain't nobody's pausing
me
on that.
She'd be under lock.
Unless they went under proper training facilitated by myself. And they did some kind of test at the end where I could test their meat smoking skills. But that's just a dream. Anyway.
What are we gonna play next?
I got some good songs. How about...
We're gonna play... Oh, this one. We're gonna play Love Supreme by Nao. Or Now? N-A-O. Now.
Now.
Now?
Nae.
But I feel like Nao...
No, no, Noah. Wait, N-A-O?
No, N-O-A. Noah.
Yeah, I know. Now that I said it out loud, I was like, that's a regular name.
Okay. We're just testing the verb.
Yeah, just how to say it out loud.
Okay.
All right, well,
that's
gonna play
it. That's what the air is for, if not.
And if anyone wants to call in with what they think it's pronounced as, feel free. We're here.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
We'll make it a scene. planet of karma, the planet of messing. You will find yourself with spiritual realizations you couldn't have even contemplated in earlier stages of your life.
Okay, so her name is Neo.
As confirmed by?
Isaac Lindy.
Thanks, Isaac.
My cousin, who's visiting in September.
We can't wait to have you.
He won't be here on a Monday. Okay. I mean, we could probably sub. We could swing it.
We could. We'll find a time for you.
I went to a music event with him and his friends in Philly right when I got home, and his sister, my other cousin, Liv, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to one of his friends is starting law school at BU, so I was like,
you have to come on my radio show. Not to borrow anything, but I have a radio show.
Yeah. And she's like fully 26, mm-hmm. and was like, uh-huh. Or at first I was like, okay, we're taking you out of Tufts.
It's going to be wild.
And the 26-year-olds were like, uh-huh. And I was like, all right, fine. We'll compromise and you'll come on my radio show. It'll be fine. It'll be funky. You'll like it a lot.
You'll be asleep by 11:30, I promise.
That's like pushing it for us.
That's really pushing it, but for the 26-year-old, I'll do it.
Right. And then my mom just texted me, God forbid, lest I forget, funny, a little nerve-wracking barbecue incident that I had over the summer. We were talking about grills if you just turned in.
Yeah, we were. You're saying how dangerous they are.
Right. So we have a communal grill in our small backyard of our apartment building. And my mom was making duck breast one night, which was delicious. Yeah.
It's a classic thing to eat.
Mandy's skeptical.
No, it sounds incredible. I'm a meat lover.
Foul. Oh, no. Foul, our friends, not food.
Sad. We love the birds.
We also love how tender they are and juicy when they're grilled. Anyway, so there was hella grease on this bird and duck fat. And we caused a small grease fire in suburban Haverford, Pennsylvania. And I had ran upstairs to the third floor on where we live. And I was looking around our apartment for the fire extinguisher. And I found one in the hallway. And I ran back downstairs and I pulled that baby and I turned out the fire. Or no, I put out the fire. Yeah. So first.
Heck yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. And then
I don't even know if I would know how to use a fire extinguisher.
I didn't know either, but now I do.
Wow.
So I phoned a friend and I was like, I just put out a grease fire with a fire extinguisher. And he was like, I did the same thing when my mom was cooking Rosh Hashanah dinner one time. But the duck turned out great.
Good.
Yeah. No, like, fire extinguisher, like,
what a happy ending.
Yeah.
So another fun story about Greece, Owen, if you're listening. Our friends live in an off-campus house here in the greater Medford Tufts area. And I was getting a house tour the other day, and I was like, what is this mysterious yellow liquid above your sink? He goes, I don't know. And I was like, well, he's like, it was here when I got here.
How is it housed?
I was like, it was in like this glass cup with a piece of tin foil over like the top cup.
So clearly something that was intended to be saved.
Yeah. But then I was like, so it's someone else's yellow like liquid on top of your counter. And he's like, that's correct. And I was like, we must dispose. So we got rid of it. But alas, we never knew what it was.
Not even like a little sip?
Not even a little sip. There was like some chunks at the bottom.
Huh.
But it wasn't like bacon grease, because I know people save that.
Right.
And like respect, because if you make pancakes with bacon grease as like the layer on the bottom, game over.
She's done for. Like she will move in.
Like literally kill me.
She just sat back in her pleather chair with pleasure.
Somebody. This is a cry for help. I need bacon wrapped pancakes.
My man's needs her bacon pancakes.
That's what I need.
She needs a man's.
No, I'm fine.
To wrap her pancakes with grease.
I do. I really do. But doesn't everybody? Doesn't everybody?
They do. I mean, yeah. I mean, unless they're kosher. What if it, like, a guy was like, I will wrap your pancakes in bacon, but I can't eat them with you.
That'd be the ultimate test of love. And then we'd drink some Manischewitz and call it a morning. The classic morning Manischewitz. So, yeah, that's my grease story. That's Rachel's grease story. We have 10 minutes left. My parents are not listening in because there's family friends over at our house.
How dare they?
So, I guess we could play another song and then come back.
Wait.
What?
Your big event tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure all the listeners already know because I've been talking about it constantly since beginning of bird watching, but the Fateful Vampire Weekend concert that has been percolating is tomorrow. My brother and sister are both trekking at least 4 hours to get here from respective locations to meet up in Boston for one night of absolute joy and pleasure and probably Mexican food and most likely a big sleepover at the end of the night, all in my queen bed. And I literally cannot be more excited. If I don't cry tomorrow, something has gone terribly wrong, but happy tears only. That's all I have to say. So with that, we're gonna play a Vampire Weekend song to just get
in the mood.
In the mood.
We'll play one and then we'll play another one later, don't worry.
Yeah, probably. It's what feels right. We good?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Call it a day.
Nancy.
Does everyone have an Aunt Nancy?
See, that's the probably like the worst thing that you could say to Aunt Nancy.
Why?
Because like that makes them feel like they're just like one in a million.
Oh no,
Aunt Nancy. Or they're just like a million in a million.
Aunt Nancy, you